I'm Deanne Penn at the United Nations in New York. Kofi Annan's passing has deprived us of one of the world's last big moral voices, the UN's top official in Geneva and friend of nearly 40 years, Michael Müller, said on Saturday. In an interview with UN News in the Swiss city, Mr. Müller describes how the former Secretary General's humanity infused everything that he did, every concern that he had, and every decision that he took. The former statesman will also be remembered for having reshaped the UN and many people's opinions of the organization, Mr. Müller tells Michele Zaccheo, by scaling up help where it was most needed, not least in combating HIV and AIDS and mainstreaming human rights, as well as promoting conflict prevention and development.
He was an extraordinary human being with an absolutely amazing balance. I would call him Zen. An infallible political nose. Absolutely extraordinary human qualities of compassion and always caring for the other, particularly for those less lucky than the rest of us, and exuded a warmth and a presence and an intelligence that was very rare. He was one of the last big moral voices of our world that we have now lost, which particularly at this time of our history is a problem.
Kofi Annan guided the United Nations through times of momentous change. I'm wondering if you can reflect a little bit on his legacy. What were his achievements in your mind?
The list is enormous. He changed the United Nations. He was the United Nations during the years that he was Secretary General. But there are so many elements and themes and the big items that he was behind and he changed. From making sure that HIV/AIDS patients could get affordable medicine, from mainstreaming human rights into the work of everything the United Nations is doing, from the responsibility to protect, from pushing us more into being more preventive, from pushing for the Millennium Development Goals and from making the system work much better together in achieving those developments and actually reaching some extraordinary solutions for people around the world. The list is endless. He really reshaped the United Nations and reshaped many people's opinion of the United Nations because we really scaled up our ability to help where it was most needed.
Maybe I'll just ask a follow-up to that, if you don't mind, because we know a lot about Kofi Annan as Secretary General. Then after he was Secretary General, he continued to have a very important role, didn't he?
Well, as you know, his main foundation is the Kofi Annan Foundation, through which he undertook quite a lot of very quiet diplomacy, but also not so quiet. For example, one of his big examples was his help to Kenya in the aftermath of the election some years ago when there was a lot of violence and several hundred people died. He helped them get back from the brink. He helped them get a new constitution. And he has helped lots of countries, most of which we don't know about, in coming up with solutions to their internal crisis. He was also a very proud and very prominent son of Africa and cared a lot about the African continent. So he did quite a lot. He had several foundations as well that he headed, the African Progress Panel, AGRA for agriculture in Africa. So he did a lot for Africa. He was both very helpful, but also very critical, constructively critical. And if any continent will miss him more than others, it certainly will be Africa.
You must have lots of stories about Kofi Annan. Is there one that sticks out in your mind now?
It's been going around my head ever since I got the news this morning. There are so many stories, and his impact on me personally has been enormous. I've known him for almost 40 years. He was my mentor, certainly my role model, and a great friend. I've worked with him both as a Secretary General, but also in our times in the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, and I had the pleasure and the honor of heading his foundation for a few years when I left the UN. I mean, some of the things that come to mind is that he was an incredible teacher, that I certainly, and not only me, but many of my generation have learned a lot from him just by following him and watching him and see him work. I always remember that throughout the years, particularly when I worked with him in his cabinet, that he had a very inclusive management style. He would listen to advice from everybody and then he would make his own counsel. And so often I saw him sitting with his senior advisors who would advise one thing and he would chew a little bit on it and then he would decide to do something completely different. And in actually more than 90% of the cases, he would be right. I learned a lot from that.
Thank you very much. Lots has been said about Kofi Annan. Much will be said in the coming days. Is there anything that you feel that we haven't covered here that really people should know about him?
You know, people were drawn to him. I traveled a lot with him, and sometimes when we were in countries all over the world and we walked the streets as if I was walking with a rock star, people would just congregate and applaud him. He had that extraordinary attraction to people, also an extraordinary convening power. I think that the one thing that has to be underlined is his humanity, which infused everything that he did and every concern that he had and every decision that he took. I think that is his biggest legacy, apart from all the very practical things that he was at the root of in terms of results and in terms of developments and in terms of change in the way that we're doing business.